Campus FM gli presenta Il Balomba, program li għati ħarsa li l-ħar ġrajiet u sviluppi relatati ma l-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Jasmin Saliba.
Kmieni f'dawn il-jiem il-rappresentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta flimkien mal-Malta Association of Credit Management organizzat seminar dwar id-direttiva għall-ħlas fil-pront. Din il-tul dan is-seminar sar id-diskussjoni li kienet titratta aspetti varji ta' din id-direttiva, il-benefiċċji, l-implikazzjonijiet tagħha, kif ukoll għatta aspetti kif joqtu kemm lis-settur privat u lis-settur pubbliku. Fil-fatt, fost il-kellima kien hemm numru ta' nies li ġej minn aziendi fil-privat kif ukoll mexxija fis-settur pubbliku u anka s-Sinjura Idajra Robajna Alfonso li hija ġejja mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea fiħdan id-Direttura Ġenerali għall-Intrapriża u l-Industrija. Aħna ħadna l-opportunità u intervistajna l-Sinjura Idajra Robajna Alfonso u nisimgħu aktar x'kellha x'tgħidilna.
What is the main purpose of this directive?
Well, the main purpose of the new directive on late payment is to combat late payment and to switch to a culture of prompt payment. This is because we have realized that despite the fact that there is already a European legislation in place, late payment is still a widespread practice in all Europe.
Is it just, however, about having outstanding debts? Is there any particular area or sphere which is being addressed thanks to this directive?
Well, first of all, the directive applies to all commercial transactions, so it's a horizontal directive, all commercial transactions between businesses and between public authorities and businesses. And we're talking about public authorities, we are talking about all public authorities, regional, local and central government. And the main purpose is that we have to stop this bad payment culture, because the today reality is a European enterprise and more particular SMEs are going into bankruptcy waiting for being paid. So this is a thing that we've seen, we have to stop right now, and with the new provision that we have strengthened the provision of the previous late payment directive. The main purpose here, we have a payment period for public authorities. They have to pay in 30 working days since 2013, and then we have the for B2B, so business to business commercial transaction, they have to pay the invoice within normally in 16 working days. So the directive has been approved and adopted in February 2012, and it has to be transposed by all member states at the latest the 16 March 2013. The only thing is we know that the situation of the crisis economic situation is quite particular, and this is why we have asked all member states to do an effort in order to transpose and implement the directive earlier. And we are very happy and pleased to see that Malta is one of among the five member states that has already done that. In fact, Malta has approved a new legislation transposing the new directive already in September 2012.
The new directive, how does this new directive change the scenario from the previous one?
Well, the main difference is we have for the first time harmonized the payment period. If you keep in mind that we have discovered and we have during our studies that public authority had the bad payers, now with the new provision we are saying to the public authorities you have to pay within 13 working days. This provision we think in the Commission that this will create an additional liquidity and will suppose to provide more cash flow to the enterprises. So this will create indeed a big change, allowing to keep a job position and enhancing SMEs to invest in growth and help them to continue to be competitive in the European economy.
Will there, if we have to give an explanation in a tangible way, how will this empower a small business to protect its rights and actually get paid in its time?
Well, if a business is in a commercial transaction with a public authority, as I was saying, they have to be paid in 30 days. If this is not the case, he's automatically entitled to ask for the interest for late payment that has been already increased as regards the previous directive. So now they are entitled to ask for 8.75% of interest rate. Plus, we have added with the new directive also the right to ask for compensation for the recovery cost. So all compensation of that you have pursued to, in order to have to be paid on time, you have also the right to ask it. And this automatically. So at the end of the day, the SMEs, the enterprise, has the right to receive the amount plus the interest rate plus all the compensation of the recovery cost, including hiring a lawyer or a debt collector agency.
Does the directive allow for private arrangements or particular arrangements between companies giving and considering that at times, from a business point of view, credit terms are also competitive, give a competitive edge to a company rather than another when it comes to negotiate participation in bids or also participation in business-to-business more transactions?
Yeah, of course, for B2B commercial transaction, we have decided and we are aware that this is crucial to keep the freedom of commercial transaction, so the freedom for negotiation, and therefore we have decided if you don't agree anything else with your counterpart, with the other businesses, you have to be paid in within 60 days. But you have the possibility to negotiate a longer payment period with the other SMEs, providing that this is not grossly unfair to the creditor. And this is why we have created a new article on specifically on these grossly unfair terms in order to protect the small businesses toward the big ones, in order that the big ones don't abuse about the power of negotiation. And in that way, we are trying to keep the contractual freedom that is key in this moment of the, as I was saying, the European economic crisis, because we know that there is access to finance quite difficult to get during this day. So sometimes when you have a very good commercial relationship with another businesses, it's very important also to have this flexibility. So this is why we have trying to find a kind of a balance. So you have the possibility to negotiate it, but at the same time, you are protected as regards the negotiation power in the commercial transaction.
When you analyze the situation in across the EU member states, is there any particular trend which triggered the need for this change and this action?
Absolutely. This is why I was saying that indeed in 2008 the European Commission undertook an impact assessment, so a study of the situation, and we realized that despite the fact that we have already the directive from 2000, the situation of late payments are widespread practice in all Europe, but it's true, and we have to admit that there is a difference between the north and the south of Europe, unfortunately. And we have seen that, for instance, in the public sector, we have countries in the north of Europe that they are paying very, very well in 24 or 25 days, so they are doing pretty well. But then if we are looking at the south of Europe, unfortunately, we see, for instance, Greece, Italy, Spain, Portugal, that they are paying their bills, public authorities are paying in an average 180 days. And this is a very conservative figure because, for instance, when we are going to specific sectors like such construction or healthcare, we can see that in countries, in the south countries, the SMEs have to wait like 600 days, 800 days. So it's clear that there is an issue and there's a problem. And this is why we're saying that we have to change the culture because it's a matter of culture. Why a Finnish company is paid by the national authorities in 24 days and it's not possible in Italy, in Greece, or in Malta that we are now in Malta. And I have been heard that also the situation is critical also here.
How confident are you that the directive will actually change the culture?
Well, I think that we are very, very pretty convinced that the directive will make a change. Of course, it's not. We have to admit that a directive, as such, only a piece of legislation, it will not change everything. But I think we are in the right direction, because together with the directives and the determination of both all member states, because we have to keep in mind that this directive has been approved by all member states in the Council and the Parliament. So it's not only a legislation done by by the Commission. It's the three institutions, so we are all represented. So it's not only the directive, but also the determination and the consensus between member states and the Commission to tackle these issues. And we are very happy to see during all this campaign we are running in all Europe that member states and the experts in the field are working very, very hard on that. And they know that, and this is also my commissioner Tajani, that has already announced in different press conference that we will have zero tolerance. So it's after the 16 March 2013, the date for the transposition, if the situation continues. So if any member state doesn't apply correctly the directive, we will start infringing proceedings against that member state. So it's not only we accept it in theory. All of us, now is the time to put it in practice and to tackle this issue, because this late payment is killing SMEs, is killing businesses, and this create at the same time unemployment. So at the end of the day, we have to tackle this in order to be able to recover all SMEs that are at the end of the day the blood of the European economy.
Are there any time-barred transactions from a retroactive point of view, where one can take action on the basis of this directive?
Well, the directive leaves the possibility to member states to decide how to apply, if apply the directive with retroactivity effect or not. So far, Malta, when they transpose the directive into the national law, they decide, it's the first member state that decides to apply with retroactivity effect. So that means that the directive that is already in place and enforced in your country toward the national law applies since March 2012. As I was saying, each member state has the freedom to decide whether to apply with retroactivity effect or not. So this is something that is up to, we leave this decision to each member state.
Lodu tajba nilqakom għal din l-edizzjoni tal-programm il-Balomba. Programm il-li kif tafu ta' kull ġimgħa iwassilkom aħbarijiet, ġrajiet u informazzjoni li tkun marbuta ma' l-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Aħbarijiet li jikkonċernawna ovvjament u li jkunu wkoll ta' interess ġenerali. Nibdew mill-ewwel b'aħbar marbuta mal-kwistjoni tal-laħam biex ngħidu hekk il-protezzjoni tal-konsumatur, il-kwistjoni tal-laħam ta' żiemel li kien qiegħed jieħu post dak li suppost kellu jkun laħam ta' ċanga f'lasanja partikolari ta' detta partikolari friżata. Fil-fatt din l-aħbar ilin mill-punti li jkonċernaw l-aħbar jagħtu ħarsa partikolari lejn il- protezzjoni tal-konsumatur illi huwa priorità importanti ħafna fil-ħidma tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea. Fatt il-protezzjoni tal-konsumatur ħadet priorità u tpoġġiet taħt l-attenzjoni wara din l-aħbar. Din il-kwistjoni kif spjegat kemm il-Kummissarju tal-Unjoni Ewropea Antonio Borg kif ukoll kif trattata fil-blok tal-Kap tar-Rappreżentanza f'Malta sur Martin Buġelli kienet iktar dwar kif prodott ikollu informazzjoni li tgħid mod. U fil-fatt ikun fiha prodott ta' tip ieħor. Din hija situazzjoni ta' frodi daqs kemm jiġu konsidrati frodi oħrajn illi mhux neċessarjament ikunu marbutin ma' dan is-suġġett. Ir-regoli stringenti tal-Unjoni Ewropea kif ukoll il-proċess innifsu li jrid jiġi osservat mill-produtturi jgħin f'dan ir-rigward, jgħin kemm fl-identifikazzjoni ta' kull prodott li jkun qiegħed jiġi mpoġġi għall-bieħ, il-pajjiż ta' l-oriġini u anka f'liema punt partikolari jkun seta' seħħ il-każ. Dan huwa wieħed mill-modi u drittijiet li l-Unjoni Ewropea tagħti u tgħin biex tipproteġi l-ċittadini tagħha fil-pajjiżi varji. Il-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'dan ir-rigward tgħin billi tikkoordina x-xogħol bejn il-pajjiżi biex tara li dak li jsir stab fis-swieq rispettivi tagħhom ikun komunikat lill-oħrajn. Il-ħsieb huwa li jista' jiżdiedu l-kontrolli fuq il-prodotti li fihom il-laħam u partikolarment fuq it-tikketti li jkollhom biex jiġi osservat li l-informazzjoni li jkun fihom tkun informazzjoni tajba. Kif smajna aktar kmini f-edizzjoniet oħra ta' dan, il-program bdiet dik li hija msejħa bħala Enhanced Cooperation bejn numru ta' pajjiżi tal-Unjoni Ewropea dwar it-taxxa fuq it-transazzjonijiet finanzjari li issa ser tibda tiġi diskussa f'din li hija kooperazzjoni msejħa. Fil-fatt, dettalji dwar din il-taxxa jingħataw fi proposta adottata mill-Kummissjoni aktar kmini din il-ġimgħa. Kien fil-aktar kmini fix-xahar li għadda l-11 stat membru talbu li jipproġedu b'din it-taxxa. Id-direttiva proposta tirrifletti l-kamp tal-applikazzjoni u l-għanijiet tal-proposta oriġinali li kienet ippreżentata f'Settembru tas-sena li għaddiet. Insam, l-approċċ ta' ntaxxar ta' transazzjonijiet kollha brabta stabilita marbuta maż-żona li fija ser tkun mħadma din it-taxxa. Kif ukoll ir-rati ta' 0.1% għal isħma u bonds u 0.01% għal derivati. Meta tiġi applikata fil-11 stat membru din it-taxxa fit-transazzjonijiet finanzjarji mistennija twassal għal tkul ta' bejn 30 u 35 biljun euro fis-sena. Il-proposta li ġiet ippreżentata f'dawn il-ġranet issegwi il-ftehim illi kien hemm bejn il-Ministru tal-Finanzi tal-Unjoni Ewropea ix-xahar li għadda. Din it-taxxa għandha tliet għanijiet ċentrali, l-ewwel nett li issaħħaħ li s-suq jieniku billi tnaqqas lat ta' approċċ nazzjonali diverġenti għat-tassazzjoni ta' transazzjonijiet finanzjarji. It-tieni li tiżgura li s-settur finanzjarju jagħti kontribut ġust u sostanzjali li dħul pubbliku. U fl-aħħar nett din it-taxxa sostni miżuri regolatorji biex is-settur finanzjarju jitħeġġeġ iħusem f'attivitajiet b'mod aktar responsabbli li jkunu mmirati lejn l-ekonomija reali. Bħal fil-proposta oriġinali ta' din it-taxxa se jkun hemm rati baxxi, bażi wiesa u prekawzjonijiet kontra r-relokazzjoni tas-settur finanzjarju. Għal qabel ukoll se japplika l-prinċipju ta' residenza dan ifisser, ġifieri li it-taxxa tkun dovuta jekk kwalunkwe parti għat transazzjoni tkun stabilita fi stat membru parteċipanti irrispettivament minn fejn isseħħi transazzjoni. Dan ikun il-każ kemm jekk istituzzjoni finanzjarja involuta fi transazzjoni tkun istess stabilita fi żona ta' din it-taxxa kemm jekk tkun qed taġixxi fi sam parti stabilita f'dik il-ġurisdizzjoni. Ta' min jgħid li bħal fil-parti fil-proposta oriġinali din it-taxxa mhux ser tapplika għal attivitajiet finanzjarji ta' kuljum ta' ċittadini u negozji bħal self, ħlasijiet, bħal assikurazzjoni u depożiti fil-banek, sabiex l-ekonomija reali tkun protetta. Lanqas mhux ser tapplika għal attivitajiet tradizzjonali tal-banek, fil-kontest ta' żieda fil-kapital jew għal transazzjonijiet finanzjarji illi jista' jkunu mwettqa bħal operazzjonijiet ta' ristrutturazzjoni parzjali. Il-proposta tiskludi wkoll attivitajiet ta' rifinanzjament, il-politika monetarja u l-ġestjoni ta' dejn pubbliku u għalhekk it-transazzjonijiet mal-Bank Ċentrali u l-Bank Ċentrali Ewropew bil-Faċilità Ewropea ta' Stabilità Finanzjarja u Mekkanizmu Ewropew ta' Stabilità u transazzjonijiet mal-Unjoni Ewropea ser ikunu wkoll eżenti minn din it-taxxa. X'inhu il pass limits? Il pass limits f'dan il-każ ser ikun li d-direttiva proposta tiġi diskussa mill-Istati membri miksib li jiġi implementata taħt il-kooperazzjoni imsaħħa. Ta' min jgħid li kif għedna fil-programmi preċedenti, huwa s-27 pajjiż membru fl-Unjoni Ewropea jistgħu jieħdu sehem fid-diskussjoni dwar din il-proposta madankollu ma biss l-Istati membri jieħdu sehem fil-kooperazzjoni msaħħa li ser ikollhom vot. U dawn iridu jaqblu unanament qabel ma tkun tista' tiġi implementata. Bħal f'każijiet oħra, il-Parlament Ewropew ser ikun qiegħed jiġi konsultat ukoll. Nhar il-15 ta' frar il-Ministri tal-Edukazzjoni tal-Pajjiżi Membri fl-Unjoni Ewropea diskutew il-programm Erasmus for All. Dan li kien diskuss hija proposta ta' programm li jirriforma dak eżistenti u li jgħin għal aktar skambji fost studenti u li għandu jikkontribwixxi aktar għall-edukazzjoni wkoll inta aktar impjiegi u fuq kollox għandu jwassal biex ikun hemm it-tkattir fit-tkabbir ekonomiku. Il-programm Erasmus for All kif qiegħed jiġi propost, jinkludi programm integrat ta' inizjattivi fl-oqsma ta' l-edukazzjoni, taħriġ, iż-żgħażagħ u sport. U huwa mmirat li jiġi implementat taħt il-Multi Financial Framework li ġie maqbul fil-ġimgħat li għaddew bejn is-sena 2014 u s-sena 2020. Tamni jajt li dan il-program meġi primkien inizjattivi oħra li fl-moddi kienu siru b-mod separat. Dawn inkludu il-Lifelong Learning Program tal-Unjoni Ewropea, l-Erasmus Mundus u l-Youth in Action. A parti minnek, dan il-program jinkludi aspett piuttost innovativ aspett ġdid li saquwa fil-kompetenza tal-Unjoni Ewropea, u qed nirreferu għall-sport. Intant, il-bira stess inata bidu għad-diskussjonijiet bejn il-Kunsill, il-Parlament Ewropew u il-Kummissjoni Ewropea. Ta' min jgħid li hemm ħafna aspetti li fuqhom hemm qbilu u għalhekk wieħed jistenni li diskussjonijiet dwar dan il-proġett ikunu qosra u ma jdumx ma jintlaħaq qbil. Lan huwa li l-qbil jintlaħaq biex il- din dan il-programm ikun jista' jibda jiġi implementat propju minn Jannar tas-sena d-dieħla. Ta' min jgħid li fis-semestru Ewropew u li miegħu allura qed jingħata l-isfond u taħtu qed jitpoġġa anke dan il-programm qed issir enfasi ħafna ħafna enfasi fuq l-impjiegi u fuq il-settur tal-ħolqien tax-xogħol. Dan il-proġett partikolari huwa sinonimu ma' dawk l-inizjattivi. U għalhekk minħabba l-importanza tal-kapital uman huwa vitali biex jgħin fit-tkabbir ekonomiku ibbażat fuq il-ħolqien tax-xogħol. Però biex dawn l-għanijiet jintlaħqu ovvjament li tkun hemm enfasi partikolari fuq numru ta' aspetti li tissir anka rimarki vis-à-vis il-pajjiżi membri. Dawn inkludu li jkun hemm aktar investiment fis-settur tal-edukazzjoni. Sforz akbar biex joqsu il-numru ta' studenti li jitilqu qabel iż-żmien, faċilità akbar fit-tranzazzjoni mill-iskola għal postijiet tax-xogħol u anka l-iżvilupp tal-ħiliet intraprenditorjali. Dawn il-punti qegħdin jiġu wkoll infissra l-pajjiżi membri biex kemm jista' jkun jiġu trasmessi wkoll fil-politika nazzjonali ta' dawn il-pajjiżi. Dan huwa għaldaqstant pass ieħor filan illi bħalma hemm aspetti oħrajn ta' politika iwasslu għal tkabbir ekonomiku. Naddu għal suġġett ieħor l-enerġija alternativa li kienet diskussa fiħdan il-Kumitat tar-Reġuni tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Il-Kumitat fil-fatt jixtieq illi l-Unjoni Ewropea bil-varji istituzzjonijiet tagħha taħdem bilan illi wara s-sena 2020 ikun hemm strateġija li tpoġġi sorsi ta' enerġija renewable bħala sors li tassew ikun jista' jikkompeti u jkun alternattiva għal modi tradizzjonali li bih tiġi ġenerata l-enerġija illum. L-awtoritajiet lokali u reġjonali għamlu preżentazzjoni dwar il-proposta għal skema ta' appoġġ għall-enerġija li tiġġedded u qegħdin jargumentaw li l-uniku mod kif din tista' tassew tieħu rwol fundamentali huwa jekk ikun hemm inizjattivi b'mod li jkun koordinat u investiment li jkun aktar b'saħħtu u b'mod dirett f'dawn it-tip ta' teknoloġiji li waslu għal din l-enerġija. Il-pajjiżi membri tal-Unjoni Ewropea minnaħa tagħhom diġà wrew l-impenn tagħhom biex enerġija li ġejja minn fuels renewable tikkostitwixxi 20% tal-dak tal-enerġija kollha li tiġi maħduma u prodotta f'kull sena. Dan l-għan u għal jintlaħaq però fis-sena 2020. L-għan ta' din id-diskussjoni huwa li kif dawn l-isforzi li qegħdin isiru bħalissa u li jwaslu għal dik is-sena jittieħdu ilin minn dik is-sena u ovvjament biex jiġi nfassal x'għandu jkun il-futur. Fis-sessjoni plenarja tal-Kumitat Ekonomiku Soċjali Ewropew il-ġid diskussa l-aspetti partikolari tal-ħidma tal-Unjoni Ewropea mod partikolari mal-qasam ekonomiku. Fil-ġimgħat il-ġejjin se ikolna ċans anke nsiru nafu aktar mill-viċin x'jagħmel dan il-kumitat u x'irwol għandu. Meta min jgħid li f'dan il-kumitat bħalissa hemm persuna Maltija na Marija Darmanin li hija waħda mill-viċi presidenti. Intant waqt din il-laqa fl-isfond kemm tal-budget li ġie approvat, però fuq kollox ukoll fl-isfond tal-klima ekonomika fl-Ewropa kien hemm numru ta' diskussjonijiet importanti dwar kif se ikun hemm tkabbir sostenibbli, it-triq li għandha tossal biex l-ekonomija Ewropea tirkupra u r-rwol tas-soċjetà ċivili f'dan. Din id-diskussjoni kienet parteċipata wkoll mill-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea José Manuel Barroso. Kemm il-Kummissjoni Ewropea kif ukoll il-Kumitat tennew il-qbil tagħhom li l-ekonomija b'saħħitha hija essenzjali għal numru ta' raġunijiet, però fuq kollox hija essenzjali biex ikun jista' jinżamm dak li huwa magħruf madwar id-dinja bħala l-mudell soċjali Ewropew, jiġifieri l-politika soċjali illi biha jkun jista' jiġi mwiesen min hu fil-bżonn. Ta' min jgħid li jekk wieħed iħares lejn id-diversi pajjiżi fl-Ewropa li ntlaqtu minn miżuri ta' awsterità, il-qasam soċjali kien wieħed mill-miżuri mill-aspetti illi ntlaqtu. Spikkat f'din id-diskussjoni ħtieġa ta' kif jintlaħaq il-bilanċ bejn miżuri ta' awsterità u bejn inċentivi illi jwasslu għal tkabbir. Il-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea fil-21 ta' frar ser torganizza workshop illi qed isir bil-kooperazzjoni tal-Bank of Valletta kif ukoll il-Working Group għall-Ekonomija Kreattiva u l-Malta Business Bureau. Lan ta' dan il-workshop huwa li ħares lejn l-iżvilupp ta' l-industriji kreattivi f'Malta wara u anka sakemm iwassal il-Valletta 2018 meta hemmhekk il-Belt Valletta ser tkun il-Kapitali Ewropea tal-Kultura. Dan ser jiġi diskuss fl-sfond tal-perspettivi finanzjari għas-sena 2014-2020. U b'dik l-intervista ġejna fit-tmiem edizzjoni oħra tal-programm il-Balomba, l-programm li kif tafu intukom informazzjoni, aħbarijiet u anka nitlu fid-dettall dwar numru ta' aspetti ta' deċiżjonijiet u ġrajiet li kunet jiġru fl-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej, kif ukoll anka kif għandna ċans nisimgħu aktar kmieni f'din edizzjoni tal-lum tajna l-opportunità li nieħdu intervista dwar direttiva li ser tidħol fis-seħħ. Minnaw uftit tal-ġranet oħra b'seħħ retroattiv, però li kienet ukoll taħt il-lenti grazzi għal seminar li kien organizzat mir-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Fakakom dan il-programm jirġa' jixxandar b'repetizzjoni nhar ta' ħadd fuq l-ewwel. Edizzjoni tiegħu tixxandar nhar ta' erba' bejn it-8 u nofs u d-disa. Jiena mfadal xieħlif li insemmilkom u nawguralkom il-kumplament tal-jum it-tajjeb.
Għadkom kemm smajtu. Il-Balomba. Produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba.